Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in the house with us. You know, we were talking about this the other day, Tom, before you got in the studio, and that is the upgrades that need to be done to the dome.
Yeah.
And Kim and I were lamenting the fact that we're giving away a lot of money for the Royals and the Chiefs and potentially the Cardinals in that deal they just passed yesterday that the governor will sign. What about the dome? And then I read today that they're going to use $50 million of the Rams settlement money will be used to fix up the dome. That's good news. If the money from the NFL is for nothing else, let's at least use it to repair some of the damage, the void they left behind, which is the dome, right?
Right, and the tornado damage, I know, is receiving some of that as well. Some Rams settlement money is going to be used there. And, you know, for some infrastructure here in St. Louis. And we just do. We need to clean up some of the things going on around the city as well. And the dome is one of them. I mean, the dome is very important. The dome is not just for the Battle Hawks. It's for concerts. It's for conventions. It's to draw big events. Folks, if you want to have big events, you've got to fix up the dome. I mean, you can't just rely on Enterprise Center. You want to have big events coming to town and drawing hotel revenue and people, tourism dollars. You have to fix the dome. I mean, it's our biggest indoor facility. So they are going to upgrade all kinds of, you know, they've already done the lighting in the field in there, but they need to upgrade the suites. They need to upgrade some of the infrastructure in there. So
yeah,
that's going to happen. That's good.
Do you think that was the last game we're going to see from the, well, I say XFL, but now I guess it's UFL. I don't know. I get all confused about that. But, I mean, do you think the fact that the Battle Hawks lost again, it was like a carbon copy, unfortunately, of what happened last year, right?
Yeah, I think we talked about it a little bit on Monday.
Is the league dead? Is there enough interest to keep it going? Or
it's
do you
hard
think
to say. I mean, I thought that the UFL needed St. Louis to win that game. And so now they're going to play a championship game tomorrow. To be honest, I haven't even talked about it on KMOX because, I mean, I know I'm supposed to draw people to St. Louis and all of that, but it's D.C. against, you know, Michigan. They needed St. Louis to be in the thing. I just question how much The Rock is really involved. If he hasn't shown his face and hasn't really been part of this, you know, was it just sort of a partial, you know, interest? I don't know. I just don't know what the league is. I don't know who their face is. I don't know why they don't put people in the seats. I mean, you've got to draw. I mean, if you want to be one of the big boys on the big networks, you got to put people in the seats. This is, like I said on Monday, it's a television show with a studio audience.
Maybe so. They need a gimmick. Maybe they say in the final game, The Rock is going to suit up for one of the two teams, and that'll draw more
interest. I love it.
See what I'm saying?
It. Well, that was back, you know, Vince McMahon, when he started the first round of the XFL way back when, it was crazy. I mean, they were...
Oh, I know.
It was nuts. And
there was nothing they
kind of
do.
A circus, and that's so right. It was frowned upon. So I don't know. I don't know if they go there, but, you know, we're talking about, like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A football league that is playing in the spring and is competing with all these other sports going on at the same time. It's very, very hard to navigate. If you're a fan, are you interested in the UFL championship? I think you'd be more interested if there was a big crowd. And you'd be flipping through the channels like, oh, what's this? All these fans here. Whoa, what's that? And you're not going to turn on some empty football game up against the U.S. Open? Are you kidding me? Or, you know, a big baseball game or a big event or a racing event like IndyCar on Sunday? I mean, you know, all this stuff. I just don't see it surviving.
Father's Day.
I don't see it surviving, really. Father's Day is about the U.S. Open and about the IndyCar race Sunday night.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Are you going to the Bomarito 500 this year?
You bet I am.
Good for
Every
you.
Year.
Good.
Every year. Well, I mean, I do work with the track as a partner for them. I consult with them and have for a long time, and I'm very proud of what we've done over there. I mean, it's been an amazing thing, not only for IndyCar, but we got a NASCAR playoff race coming in September. I don't think people realize how massive that is. That's like drawing an NFL playoff game to St. Louis every year in terms of overall impact, in terms of eyeballs from around the country. Looking at what you have, NASCAR is huge, and to have a playoff race now is even bigger. So that's going to be big.
It's the biggest gate draw in the sports still, isn't it?
Oh, it's in there. It's in there, yeah. I don't know if I could make that claim, but it's up there. Yeah,
it used to be anyway.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Cardinals. Pitching continues to be a little bit of an issue.
Libertor has really struggled. Matthew gave up yesterday a game that they could have had, I guess, but they only scored two runs themselves. So the Cardinals' offense should be also to blame there. They lost the game 5-2. This is the way the Cardinals' season is going to go, unfortunately. They're not a great baseball team. They're a really fun, entertaining team that's going to slip. And when they face a hot team like Toronto and they don't pitch well, they're going to get beat. And if they don't deliver timely hits, they're going to get beat. And yeah. So it's a roller coaster season, unfortunately, but an entertaining team nonetheless. They just got beat by the hottest team in baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays swept them. First time the Cardinals have been swept at home this year. The Cardinals are 5 out in the division. The Cubs did not take advantage of the Cardinals' problems. Cardinals have lost 4 in a row, but they've only lost one game to the Cubs over that time. And you still haven't played Chicago yet. So the Cardinals play the Cubs on June 23rd, but hold on now. This is the big series right now, right here, right now, because the Brewers are right on their heels. Just a half game behind the Cardinals is Milwaukee, and we're starting 4 games in Milwaukee tonight. It's a 4-game series this weekend, Cards-Brewers. They love beating the Cardinals up there, and this is
a
spicy rivalry between the two, so it'll be fun. And the Reds are right on Milwaukee's tail. So there are four teams that with winning records right now in the NL Central. Everybody was laughing at the NL Central. Take a look at the division now. Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, Reds, all very good. And all kind of moving around here trying to figure out who's going to be second behind the Cubs as we get closer to that big Cards-Cubs series at Busch Stadium starting June 23rd. They're going to play four times here. I'm fired up just thinking about it. And then the July 4th series at Wrigley. Right after that, Cardinals at Cubs. We're going to know a lot about the NL Central. Cards Brewers for four, Cards Cubs for four, Cards Cubs for three up at Wrigley. It's going to be a fun few days.
Did I hear you say the other day that it looks like Mozeliak is going to let Haim have a little more influence this season?
I talked to Mo about it on Sunday. He let us know that at some point they will hand that baton off, and it could happen towards the end of the season. Naturally, you want to get him ready for 2026. So it has happened, though, over the last year. I mean, actually 2 years ago they hired Haim to advise. So the transition was in place. So, yes, it is happening as we speak, to answer your question, like right now. Like they're starting to hand this thing over to Haim Bloom. The next thing will be the draft. The draft is coming up here shortly, and Haim will oversee the draft. That used to be Mo's job to oversee what he would just let those guys make the picks, and he would oversee everything. Now Haim will be a lot more involved. Bloom is very impressive. He is very impressive.
So I talked to some Cardinal fans, and I won't mention them by name, but they are concerned because they are afraid that, you know, Mozeliak might be hesitant to sink a bunch of money into pitching as we head into the trade deadline. Isn't that really what they need? Do you think that's a concern? Do you think he'll go there?
Listen, don't be concerned. The Cardinals have to play well to get to the deadline first. Let's just see how they're playing by the time. We're not even close to the deadline. Deadline is
5 weeks.
Yeah, it's a long way away. There's a lie just laid out for you. Brewers for four. Cubs, you play seven times. Let's just hold on a second. And if they're in contention, now we can start being concerned. Are the Cardinals going to add a piece or not at the deadline? And by Mozeliak doesn't spend the money. It's not his money. Bill DeWitt makes the call.
I know.
So DeWitt wants to go buy a player.
You want a cheerleader.
If he wants to go buy a player, Mo will do what he tells him to do. And then Bloom, same thing. But Bloom is right now canvassing the minor leagues and is going to build this organization back to what it used to be.
All right.
Then he's going to transition into Mo's job.
You got to run.
I have to go.
All right. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Always great to see you.
Appreciate that. Yeah. I think it would be a great shot in the arm, like having an espresso when you get off the plane when you travel to Italy. You want to go to the cafe and get an espresso because it's that shot of caffeine and adrenaline. If the Cardinals announced, we have faith in this team and we're going to go buy at least one good starting pitcher to add to our lineup, that would enthuse Cardinal fans who might put more butts in the seats, is all I'm thinking. So I'm not saying that to be critical of Mo. I'm just saying I think you have an opportunity here where at the beginning of the season, Cardinal fans seem to have lost hope, and they now see that this team has some potential, and the Cardinals could go a long way towards cementing that and getting the fans back into this if they would maybe go out and show some interest in shopping for a pitcher. Maybe there's a team out there that's not doing so well that might be willing to consider, you know, a trade.
Yeah, I think having a big name would be a good get. By the way, we didn't mention this really fast. You see the score of the congressional baseball game.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
I forgot to mention it earlier. I know that the GOP, I mean, the Republicans whooped the Democrats. This is the fifth
year. It's like 15-3?
It's the fifth year in a row that they have crushed them.
Sort of
absolutely
a metaphor for what's going on in
that's
the
exactly
right
what
now.
I thought, too. I just loved it.
I got to find out what Eric Schmidt's statistics were because everybody was talking about what a big deal
he
was.
He got a hit. I know he did.
Did he get a hit?
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
I don't know how many, but I know
I
he got
it.
A hit.
Thank you for bringing that up. I'd almost forgotten about that. There's also a big vote today on Billy Long's nomination to be IRS commissioner is going to get voted on today, I'm told, according to Chad Pergram of Fox News. So don't be silly. Vote for Billy. We're going to be back in just a minute with other news. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.